Paul Beaubien is 101 years old, and he still remembers the songs of his youth with a little help from a staff musician at the Pearly Rideau Veterans Health Center here in Ottawa.
We like to sing drinking songs sometimes. The one like, Prendre un petit coup, c'est agréable.
Prendre un petit coup, c'est doux.
Prendre un gros coup,
ça rend l'esprit malade.
Prendre un petit coup, c'est agréable.
That's Paul Beaubien singing with Trudy Le Tourneau. But it was a different kind of song that unlocked some little-known war stories. The pair sat down with Hallie Cottenham earlier this week to explain. Morning, Hallie.
Good morning, Robin.
Paul still sounds pretty spry for 101.
Yeah, you know, those are some drinking songs. I could appreciate that. And he's now the oldest resident at the Pearly. And his life story, Robin, reads like a novel. He was born in Shawinigan Falls, back when it was Shawinigan Falls and not Shawinigan. He was born in 1914, the son of a barber who cut Jean Chrétien's family's hair. Yes, I confirm that. Paul studied science in Montreal, then returned to work at Shawinigan Chemicals before joining up in the Second World War. He worked in secret labs, on secret projects, and even after the war with the National Research Council here in Ottawa. And his formulas and his inventions bolstered the Allies' defenses and helped win the war. But how these stories came to light is pretty amazing.
We were singing Lily Marlene, being close, getting close to Remembrance Day. Of course, these songs come out, and Lily Marlene and the Lily of the Lamplight. And that's when Mr. Beaubien started to talk about the light in the houses and the blackout curtains. And then he was telling me how the song, the next song we were about to sing, When the Lights Go On Again All Over the World, how it was related to the work that he has done during the war.
The lights go on again, all over the world.
And during the war, you don't have months and months and months of research. You got to find a solution to things. Very limited time. Somebody from Ottawa came to Shawinigan, and they wanted, they had a problem. The company put me on that one. Mm-hmm. In London, they had to shut the lights out at night for the German airplane. They could see the lights, boom. London asked us if there was a way that we could have a blind that would be light-proof, so they couldn't be seen from outside. And my experience with Shawinigan Chemicals is that we were also manufacturers of carbon black. Soak it up in the batch of this compound that I would make. We send it, the formula, to England, and so they could start manufacturing right away.
Did they call them the Beaubien blinds?
No, in those days they didn't call it any name. Everything belonged to the government.
Right.
So when we sing When the Lights Go On Again All Over the World, it can mean also we can turn the lights on at night.
Now, another invention that I understand you were involved with was the smoke screen to protect the convoys in the St. Lawrence.
Well, they were bombing the ship, so it would sink. We have to protect that, and we didn't have any fleet to fight the submarine. We had some chemical engineers. And then we work on a powder that once it touched the water, very white fog, all around for maybe 300 feet. So the ship could not be seen by the submarine.
Because the submarine had its periscope up looking for ships?
Of course, they were watching.
And so with this smoky fog that you created, they couldn't see the ships?
No.
Did you hear that story?
No, it's the first time I hear it.
Yeah. I heard another story that you were involved with, which was helping the soldiers fight cockroaches.
In the house, in the Canadian barracks, there was too many cockroaches. And they're all around the baseboards of the house. And they say, what can we do to control that? There was a new compound that there was the Americans were working on, DDT.
I've heard of that.
And then we started to make the DDT ourselves, and also I started to make composition with other material. Yeah.
Did you ever go over to England?
Yes. I made two trips to find out what they need.
Did you wear a uniform?
Yes.
What was your rank?
Staff sergeant.
Staff sergeant scientist.
Yeah, but this is a very little known that the existence of these laboratories.
Were you allowed to talk about your work?
No. No, that was not a subject of discussion.
Right.
Not even to friends, not even to my family. We could not. We could not allow to do that.
Monsieur Beaubien, what do you think of your contribution to the war?
Well, it's great enough. Risk enough and also risky for my life. Mishandling something that poison, yes.
Yeah.
We had a branch to try to develop compound in case of German attack from chemicals. And so we had to prepare ourselves for that.
I'm thinking I haven't done anything in my life yet.
Me neither, Trudy.
So you're going to be putting a wreath down.
Yeah.
You're representing the army. How do you feel about this?
Honored. It means that they must recognize my contribution.
It really brings to light the sense of duty, which I find sometimes is forgotten. We talk a lot about our rights, but during this time of year, it's a good time to think about our veterans and think about our duties.
And you're 101.
Yes.
Your lifespan was not affected by the work you did.
No.
Did it preserve you?
I asked Mr. Beaubien last week, I said, what is your secret to be so well and so old? What's the secret? He said, well, if I tell you, it won't be a secret anymore.
That's true, too.
That was Hallie Cottenham in conversation with 101-year-old Paul Beaubien. You also heard Trudy Letourneau, a staff musician at the Purley and Rideau Veterans Health Center. And later this morning at the Purley's own Remembrance Day ceremonies, Paul will lay a wreath representing the Army.